Microsoft is promising to focus on performance fundamentals for PC gaming on Windows 11. They specifically mentioned fixing background workload management, power and scheduling improvements, and graphic stack optimization. On the surface, this sounds like standard corporate jargon, a vague promise to do better. But if you have been watching the PC gaming landscape, you know what this really is. This is a direct defensive reaction to the biggest competitive threat Windows has faced since the 90s, Valve's SteamOS, and the rise of Linux gaming. For years, Microsoft was complacent. Why shouldn't they be? Windows has been the undisputed king of PC gaming and operating systems in general, controlling over 90% of the market. But the new information, the new benchmarks, and the shifting industry focus on smaller portable devices proves that the foundation of their dominance is starting to crack. This announcement is Microsoft finally admitting that Valve, through Steam hardware and the rising Linux gaming ecosystem, is forcing them to do their work. The biggest pressure point for Windows at the moment is the portable gaming market. When Valve launched the Steam Deck, it didn't just sell a console, it sold a complete optimized operating system, SteamOS, and past head-to-head tests on identical third-party hardware have exposed Windows' critical weakness. Take the Lenovo Legion Go S, a device with an official driver support for both operating systems. Benchmarks from outlets like Dave2D and Ars Technica in tests designed for an apples-to-apples comparison showed SteamOS slaughtering Windows 11 in efficiency and frame rates on these low TDP devices. In games like Cyberpunk 2077, SteamOS delivered 59 FPS where Windows lagged behind at 46 FPS. In The Witcher 3, the gap was 76 FPS versus 66 FPS. This performance gap shows that Windows is a resource hog. SteamOS, being a specialized, minimalist Linux distribution, cuts all that out. It runs only what is needed, freeing up precious CPU cycles and battery power, which is very critical on a portable device. Which the most damning point of all is the battery life. On 2D indie titles, the Legion Go S with SteamOS lasted over 6 hours, while the same device running Windows died after 2 hours and 45 minutes. If you remember when we covered this data a few months ago when it actually came out, there was word that Windows was aware that SteamOS was performing better on this hardware, which led to meetings so they could address this issue and improve Windows to not lose to SteamOS by focusing on their own handheld experience. So when we look at this new Microsoft announcement, it is a list of direct countermeasures to the SteamOS effect. Every vague promise they give is a hidden acknowledgement of the Linux advantage. Background workload management. This is the anti-bloatware promise. Microsoft is admitting they have too much running. They are forced to build a priority system to ensure Windows updates, Copilot, Edge, and all the telemetry finally get out of the way when you launch a game. Power and scheduling improvements. This is the direct response to the massive battery life advantage and the instant suspend and resume feature that is flawless on the Steam Deck and SteamOS devices, but are slow or unreliable on Windows. Graphic stack optimizations and updated drivers. This is a long overdue response to the instability and driver conflicts plaguing Windows handhelds. Microsoft is trying to regain control over the graphics ecosystem, which, ironically, Valve has been improving for everyone through its development of DXVK and VKD 3D Proton, which translate DirectX calls to the highly efficient Vulkan API that Valve has been funding. Valve's success is forcing Microsoft to do the hard work of optimization, stability, and reducing system overhead, task that they have been able to ignore for decades just due to their dominance. So even if you don't plan on using SteamOS yourself, Valve is forcing Microsoft's hand to improve Windows. But there is actually one thing we need to clear up. The narrative of SteamOS is faster isn't actually the whole story, and is very nuanced, being based off the handheld tests that were designed to work with the software from a few months ago. When looking at the data, Windows actually still holds the performance lead on one crucial piece of hardware, desktop PCs with dedicated GPUs. Recent extensive testing, particularly from Ars Technica, showed that the moment you move to a powerful discrete graphics card, the situation reverses. In games like Borderlands 3, Windows consistently performs 20 to 30% better across a wide range of dedicated GPUs. In demanding titles with ray tracing enabled, like Forza Horizon 5 and Cyberpunk 2077, Windows can show a consistent 15 to 20% performance lead, especially on 16GB GPUs. This shows that while SteamOS wins on efficiency, Windows still manages raw graphical muscle better. However, Valve is quickly closing this gap with their continuous updates to improve the operating system. So this is the battlefield Microsoft is trying to defend. They want to maintain the desktop performance lead to keep the core enthusiast audience from making the jump to Linux. Once SteamOS is better on any other piece of hardware, Windows dominance among gamers will start to crack. In some tests where they had ray tracing off, occasionally SteamOS would come out ahead. But the greatest threat to Windows isn't just Linux on x86, it's Valve's long-term play to free Steam from the x86 architecture entirely, and this is where their work on ARM chips come in. We recently learned that Valve has been quietly funding the development of the FEX emulator for almost a decade. This technology, combined with Proton, allows x86 Windows games to run on ARM-based Linux devices. This is the core of Valve's newly announced Steam Frame headset. Now you might wonder, why is this terrifying for Microsoft? And well, ARM chips are the most power efficient on the planet. Valve's work paves the way for a future ultra-portable Steam Deck 2, or a SteamOS device that is smaller, lighter, and has battery life that even the current Steam Deck can't touch. Valve's work on cross-architecture compatibility also feeds into the viability of gaming on Apple Silicon Macs. For years, Mac gaming struggled due to Apple's proprietary graphics API, Metal, and its move to ARM chips. Apple's own game porting toolkit has opened the door a bit, but Valve's technology, including its past work on Molten VK, makes it easier for the Steam library to run on Mac. If Valve can make the Steam library available on highly efficient non-Windows laptops, the reason for choosing a Windows PC for gaming diminishes for a massive segment of the market. And this would all be possible with Valve's funded VEX emulator, which many programs seem to already be using. Valve's strategy is simple: make the hardware irrelevant. Whether you have an AMD x86 chip, an ARM Snapdragon, or an Apple M series chip, Valve is building the translation layers to make your entire Steam library work, turning Windows into just one compatible launcher among many. And recent data reinforces that threat. Linux has finally crossed the symbolic threshold of 3% market share on the Steam hardware survey for the first time ever, being only 1% or less just a few years ago. What was once a niche hobbyist OS is now a legitimate growing platform thanks almost entirely to Valve and other gaming distros. The only thing keeping Windows firmly in place is its superior compatibility, specifically for key demographics. For example, games like Valorant or Fortnite use kernel-level anti-cheat software that is deliberately designed not to work on SteamOS or Proton. This is Valve's biggest hurdle at the moment, and it's the wall that still protects Windows' most aggressive user base. And it seems like Microsoft knows they can't just fix performance, it has to fix the user experience. The announcement shares two other major initiatives that directly copy Valve's homework: the Xbox Full Screen Experience, or FSE. This is Windows' version of SteamOS's Game Mode, or Big Picture Mode, a controller-first console-like interface designed to get you into games without touching a mouse. There's also Advanced Shader Delivery, ASD. This is a collaboration with AMD to deliver pre-compiled shaders at install time, directly addressing the stuttering issue that has plagued Windows gaming for years, a problem Steam solved long ago with pre-caching. Ultimately, the announcement that Microsoft is focusing on performance fundamentals is not really a sign of innovation, but a sign of competitive pressure. Valve, a company led by former Microsoft employees, realized a decade ago that the generic bloated Windows OS was a catastrophe for PC gaming. They spent the time building an alternative, and its success, from the efficiency of the Steam Deck to the stability of the Linux gaming ecosystem, has exposed the rot at the core of Windows. Microsoft is now being forced to reverse the course, de-bloat its OS, fix its power management, and strip away years of legacy unwanted features just to compete with a Linux variant. And this is the Valve effect in action. Steam is forcing the entire PC gaming industry to be better. For us gamers, this is a win-win situation. The console wars may be over, but the operating system wars seem to just be starting. And we are the ones to gain from Microsoft being forced to work harder than they have in 2 decades. Valve reinforced that they plan to release SteamOS as a desktop option officially, but realize there is still a lot of work to do, so we shouldn't expect it soon. But with new hardware like the Steam Machine coming in 2026, it seems like Windows use among gamers will continue to decrease. Is Windows finally going to become the home of gaming it claims to be, or is this just an attack in a long, drawn-out battle against an increasingly viable SteamOS? iOS. If you enjoyed, like this video and subscribe to the channel.